Hello.
Hello, I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
89.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Most important.
And is that much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thanks. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I think I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Hello, sir?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just thinking on that. I'm satisfied.
Satisfied. All right. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say it's gotten better over the past 2 years or so.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? In this case, you can select up to two, and I can mention you protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving K-12 public school education, creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
They're all, to me, equally important.
But in this case, you can tell me, too, that you think are the most important for you.
Okay, abortion.
Abortion, thank you.
Improving on education.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like you to, rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, And at 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can tell me that, please. And starting with Cornel West.
0.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0-.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
75.
Thank you so much. Joe Biden?
100.
Thanks. Tim Scott?
Would you repeat that name?
Yeah, Tim Scott.
Tim Scott. Not familiar.
I'm sorry?
Would you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, sure. Tim Scott.
I can't give a number because I don't know that person. I know nothing of that person.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Republicans in Congress?
0.
And Sam Brown?
0.
Thank you. And Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
Thanks. Jackie Rosen?
A 100.
Thank you. And by last, Kamala Harris?
I'll give her 100.
Thank you so much. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Biden.
Thank you. And if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Sam Brown and Democrat Jackie Rosen, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Rosen.
Thank you. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President?
Yes, I did. Yes.
And would you say a lot, some, or only a little?
All of it.
Thank you. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
No.
Is that for you, it is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
You mean as far as voting for him?
Yeah, according on what you see,
much more likely to vote for him.
Okay, thank you so much. And what did you see or heard that makes you more likely to support Joe Biden for president?
Donald Trump was there.
Okay, thank you so much. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
Oh, there's no way I could ever support him, period.
Is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much, much, much less likely.
Thank you so much. And what did you see or heard that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
The fact that he's corrupt. He's a convicted felon.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? On this case, you may choose two, and I am going to read you this. Rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in
Europe. I can stop you there. I can stop you. I can answer that. The Supreme Court and Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. Just before to continue, let me thank you for your time and for your answers. And let me tell you that we have completed the 70% of the survey. I will try to be the briefly possible on this case. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. And on this case, I can mention you protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Do you think that Trump can do it better or Biden?
Biden.
And do you think it's somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Implementing the common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them, do you think that Biden can do it better or Trump?
Biden.
Biden much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden.
Biden much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Now, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Biden.
Biden much better or
much better. Biden much better.
Thank you so much. Now, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden much better.
Thank you. And my last, securing our borders.
Securing our borders?
Yeah.
Biden much better.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Doesn't make any difference.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think the trial was very fair.
Very fair. Thank you so much. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I totally disagree with that garbage.
Would you say that he is somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, just often, or not at all?
Not at all, because I don't
thank you so much.
Go along with social media. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a BS degree.
BS degree. It is a college graduate, a bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you so much. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
I don't attend church at all.
So would you say never?
Never.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Most are white.
You may say nearly all, more than half, or about half?
I would say more than half.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you describe it as urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you so much. Were one or more of your grandparents' parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right, and in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help.
Okay.
And well, hope you have a wonderful night.
Okay, how's the weather in Georgia?
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
How's the weather in Georgia?
The weather, it is a little cloudy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You take care, and thanks for your call.
Thank you. Thanks to you. Goodbye.